Welcome, everybody. We're back to do some more labs with Azure and PowerShell. This is me. I'm David Giard, a technical evangelist for Microsoft. You can see my contact information there on the screen. And I represent the developer side of this story. I'm joined today by Brian Lewis. Hi, Brian.
Hi, David. And this is me. I am Brian Lewis, IT pro evangelist. So I represent the IT pro side of the house.
So you are the master, and I am the student. I think that's where... I hope someday to use an Obi-Wan Kenobi quote or a Darth Vader quote. When we last met, you were the master and I was but the student. But
well,
today
I'm
not there yet.
Pretty easy if we change subjects to switch roles there.
So that's the rules.
We may have that you may be able to use that statement real soon.
Reprogram the rules of the test, like Captain Kirk did with the Kobayashi Maru.
Oh, yeah. That was kind of cheating, wasn't it?
Let's just work through all of the science fiction television
Spock
shows
didn't
and
like
movies.
That. Spock was not happy about him cheating.
He was just angry because he beat his test.
That's true.
Here's some links. Up at the top, 1drv.ms/1js3hhx, and I think we determined that is case sensitive. That's a link to the lab documents. So we're going to work through some labs here that are available. Click on there, and you can download the labs and some code snippets as well. And we'll have that up on screen. If you haven't watched labs 1 and 2 already, then I encourage you to go back and look at those. We're actually going to build on those. So you'll actually need some virtual machines that you're going to create in those before we start this. And then there's our blogs right there. Brian's at mythoughtsonit.com, and I'm at my own name, davidgiard.com. We're done with slides.
Excellent.
Too bad. I really like slides. Not really. Let's dive into this. So we're the whole point of this is we're learning PowerShell, and we're really learning how to use PowerShell to manipulate infrastructure as a service on Azure. What did we do last time, Brian?
Yep. So to review what we did last time is in Lab 1, we went and connected up to Azure, connected and used PowerShell. We created a network to start with, and then we created two virtual machines inside that network so that they could talk to each other. On those machines, we turned them into Active Directory domain controllers. And so now we then populated Active Directory with some user IDs. So we basically right now have two servers. Yours is DJG DC01 and DC02.
Yeah, DJG1 actually is a number in there if you're following along at home. Okay, so now what are we going to do in Lab 3, which, by the way, I have open, right? Actually, no, I should do is go to that link that I just presented a second ago before I close this. Is come down here and actually go to this link, which I think is Control-Click. Is that it? Maybe not.
If it's presenting, you just click on it.
Let's do that. Present and then click on it. You certainly are a PowerPoint master.
You know what? I don't know the other way to do it, so that's how I do it.
So let me
master.
If
I was a master, I would have told you the Control Alt Shift Click whatever to get there.
And it's thinking. Apparently, it has to go across like miles and miles of. So we don't really need PowerPoint anymore. I guess we'll close that. And of course, that didn't work. It didn't work. All right. Yeah. Whose idea was this anyway?
So we could just cut and paste.
Yeah, I could do this. I could just say, bring up that and grab that right there.
See, now look who's the PowerPoint expert.
My PowerPoint foo is strong. All right, so right there. So that was a shortcut, of course. It goes out to this long onedrive.live.com. We have here, there's the Word document we're going to look at right here. And I've actually already opened that, so I'll just bring it up over here. And at the top of it is a table of contents. We've already worked through Lab 1 and Lab 2. Go back and watch those videos if you want to see us working through that. Now we're going to start with Lab 3 right here.
And what a nice browser, I must say.
Oh, this is Microsoft Edge. And you know what? Actually, I should point out that I was using a beta version of Windows 10 the last time we recorded. I installed just a few days ago the latest version of Windows 10, and everything seems to work right now. So there's my start menu, which was broken for a bit. So I'm really enjoying Windows 10.
Is this the release candidate version?
I think so. This is the one that came out about a week ago.
Like 10240, something like that.
How would I know? Is it currently under my
You used to
computer?
see it on the desktop.
Maybe right here.
On your, can you
my
show your
desktop
desktop?
has a
Is it
pic
overlay or not?
my desktop has a picture of Fallout Boy on it now, so there's desktop.
Okay.
I don't know. How do I get?
Well, I think it's 10240 is the latest right now. That's probably
show the desktop right here. Yeah, so it looks like I've overridden what was there. I think I can get to it from here. My PC, this PC,
right click on it, go to properties.
Yeah, and this would tell me Windows Edition, Windows 10 Pro. It says preview, so it doesn't say RC.
Yeah.
So technically, I'm still using a beta software, but it's really nice. I'm enjoying it.
Glad to see that they got rid of most of the bugs because we're shipping really soon.
Yeah, so. And I like I do like Edge, although I think what the heck was wrong with the name Spartan? I thought that was a good name.
Yeah, maybe somebody already owned it somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're digressing.
We certainly are. Let's get to the meat of this thing. All right, we're going to work with identity.
What we're going to do in Lab 3 is just what this paragraph says that you have up, which is we're going to take a look at our on-premises Active Directory, which we built inside Azure in those two VMs. That's just like your regular on-premises Active Directory. But Azure also has a version of Active Directory called Azure Active Directory, which lets us use it for authenticating to Azure and other web-based programs, has single sign-on and multi-factor authentication capabilities. It's a really neat tool, but most people already have an on-premises Active Directory just like we built inside our VMs. So what we want to do is take the information in the on-premises Active Directory and synchronize it to Azure Active Directory. And so that's what we're going to do here in this lab is use Active Directory Sync to basically, or DirSync or Directory Sync. So this is basically going to sync Azure Active Directory and our on-premises Active Directory together.
Okay, and there's actually, we can get to Azure Directory right with step one here, go to Active Directory and create a new app service. So let's do that. Here's my portal, and I'm going to scroll down to Active Directory, which is right there near the bottom. And I'm going to create a new one. Down here at the bottom is a big plus new button. New app services. Let's try that again. New app services.
Directory. Right?
Oh, there it is right there.
Yep.
And custom create?
Yep.
Okay. Does it say what to name this?
Let's see here. It says name it Contoso-AZ directory.
Yeah, let's grab just a copy and paste here. One of the labs, I didn't name it exactly the same, and it caused confusion later on. So I'm having trouble copying because of Contoso-AZ directory. Let's just do that. So create a new directory, Contoso-AZ-directory, I think.
Yep.
And the domain name should be
Azure Contoso.
Azure Contoso right there, which will be azurecontoso.microsoft. Oh, you know, so this is other people are using this lab, so I can't really do that, right? Because this is a publicly facing site. So I'll just put
So it says
my initials
in our instructions, it says do Azure Contoso and then insert your ID, where ID is your unique ID or your initials.
That's good, right there. Azure Contoso DG, I like it. And let's put this in the United States. Like any good American would. Not to sound jingoist or anything like that.
Not sure where to go with that. Yeah.
Let me see if I can hide my desk, my toolbar here. Let's see. Auto hide my my taskbar, I mean. Seems to be getting in the way. It is auto hidden. Okay. Okay. All right, so it's created here. It's Contoso-AZ-directory.
Excellent.
All right, I'm just kidding, kids. You can use whatever country you feel comfortable with.
Whichever country you want to visit, even.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to basically take and now create an Active Directory administrator account in the Azure Active Directory. So at the portal, we want to go into the Active Directory section, click on your Contoso AZ directory.
I'm there.
Which you're in.
Okay.
And then under users.
Clicking on users.
Yep.
I've got one user here. It's just me. It was automatically created for me.
You want to click add user.
It's down here.
And then we want to name this guy AAD admin. He's going to be a new user in the organization.
Okay. Sounds good. And we have a first name, last name here. Sure. AAD and admin, of course. AAD admin. AAD in for Azure Active Directory. Display name AAD admin. That sounds fine. He's a
global
user.
Administrator.
Oh, he's a global administrator. All right. And what do we want? AAD. Do we want an alternate one? Do we care?
Let's see.
Type any valid email address. Yeah. It has to be
valid,
valid
email address you have access to.
So I'm gonna put it in my own email here.
Ooh, now everyone knows what your email address is.
That's
they can
okay.
Send you an email.
That's okay. I like people.
Any questions, please send them to that email address.
You're welcome to do that. I may or may not have the answer, but maybe I know somebody that knows the answer. All right. We're not going to enable multi-factor authentication now, are we? I can't remember.
We are not.
We are not. Okay. So next. And create. Get temporary password. All right. There's my new password, set password. Oh, send password email.
Yep, make a note of that password.
Yeah, let's do that.
Copy that.
Let's open Notepad over here. And I guess that's Notepad +++ right there. And check.
Is that a new Notepad in Windows 10, Notepad +++?
No, that's you can download that. It's just a nice one. It's got a tabbed interface. It's got some a spell checker. It has some custom formatting and some a little bit of IntelliSense for certain things like HTML and XML. So
I just wanted to give Notepad +++ a plug there. I know they have.
Oh, you do know it,
right? You programmer guys use that a lot, but I was just making sure that everybody knew what that was.
I use it quite a bit. I always like that if you close it, it auto saves everything. So.
That is a great feature.
Yeah, that is nice.
I love OneNote where everything you type is automatically saved.
Yeah.
Because it absolutely drives me crazy when something crashes and you lose, you know, an hour of work or whatever you haven't saved.
Exactly. All right. So we've got a user here, AAD admin, and I'm going to go back to here and say set a password for your domain account. And create an in-private browser session. Right here.
Yep.
So let's do this in. Let's do it in Edge, actually. So I think if I click on the new tab, this is hard to do because I've got a recording bar at the top of it. But if I come down, didn't mean to do that. If I drag this down a little bit so that I can see it.
So one way to do it is the three dots on the right side of the browser.
Ah, okay, thanks.
Click on that.
Oh, new in private. Thank you.
And then what we want to do is go to manage.windowsazure.com.
I don't have an address bar here.
Well, that certainly is private.
That's it's supposed to be private to everybody else, not to me. All right, let's go to here. Let's go in Chrome here and just do an incognito window, which is more or less the same thing. Doesn't know who I am, and we're going to go to azure.microsoft.com.
It's going to be manage.windowsazure.com.
Okay, that's actually the same link that I get to when I click on portal. Manage.windowsazure.com. I'll log in. And
we want to log in this time as the AAD admin.
AAD admin at, what do you say, Contoso Azure, I think?
Azure Contoso
Azure
DG.
Contoso DG.
.com.
I'm going to hang on to that as well.
Or that, I'm sorry, it's not .com. It's on Microsoft.
.on.microsoft.com, like that.
There we go. That's it.
Try again. Sign in with username and password instead.
Yep.
And my password is here. And I'll click on sign in. Let's try that. Incorrect.
Let's see. AAD admin, Azure, Contoso. There's no, you got Contoso spelled wrong.
Contoso. Do I?
Yeah, there's no O before the D. Aren't you missing an O?
Ah, thank you. And it's still not. Let me go back to here and look at this. There's my user right here. And it's aadadmin@dg. That's what it was. Oh, I did that. Right there. Oh, dang it. Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't grab that. Azure.
Did you have that in your notepad, or was that one that you just placed in?
Pasted it into my notepad, but so let me try this. All right, so Azure Contoso, AAD admin, AADADMIN at Azure Contoso DG dot
on Microsoft.
I totally believe you, but I'm going to bring it up here. Oh, I had a dot in there. That's why. On Microsoft.com. I think I, and then I want this password here. This password right here. Azure Contoso DG. Azure Contoso DG dot on Microsoft.com. AAD admin at Azure Contoso DG dot on Microsoft.com. And the password is capital Q U Y U 2541.
You know what is the problem here?
What's that?
It's still trying to go against the Microsoft corporate sign in page there. That's going against the Microsoft SQL sign on page.
Oh, I see. You know what? I know why. Because I one time typed in on.microsoft.com. So let's do that again with a new incognito page. And go to manage.azure.microsoft.com. Type in the email aadadmin@azure. Tozo DG dot on Microsoft.com. I'm gonna paste that right there. And it'll be Q, let's see if I can just capital Q U Y U 2541. Sign in. I got a good feeling about this.
I'm feeling much better about it.
Sign in. All right, now I want to change my password. My password was QUYU2541, and I'll set up.
And the directions we have, when prompted, change it to pass W0RD exclamation and update your password.
Ah. That was my lab document. That wasn't very smart of me. All right. Change it to capital PASW0RD exclamation. Capital PASS0RD factorial. There we go. Oh, you need to. Nope, that's good.
There we go.
No subscription balance. Okay. That makes sense. I did actually don't have a subscription with that. All right, let's back to here. I think I might have accidentally closed my. my document, so let me grab it again. Right there. This time I'm actually going to download that document here, so I'll have it locally. Makes it a little easier to copy and paste things.
That does make it a little easier.
Did I not hit that right? Download.
Oh, I thought I saw you hit download.
Download. Or download.
Either way, I should download.
Oh, there it is right there. It was this. I just didn't recognize the name.
So
go ahead and open that up, and now I'm in here. Well, you can never have enough copies of this thing. Enable editing. That's what I want to do. I want to be able to copy and paste this and select highlight, you know, highlight selected text and so on, which is a lot easier to do in the full version of Word. All right, so we're down about here. So click on, or control click on that part of it. And I did that. Alternate email we did.
Yep, we just changed the password, and now we're down to configure and test AAD sync service.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's close all web browsers and open Explorer, navigate to here. So now we can go back and log in with ourselves, as ourselves. Do we really need to close the web browser again?
It said close the web browser, but so it said to close that one. We won't need it again.
Yeah, we don't want that. But this one right here, I think we're already here. We can just stay here, right? Because we're going to log back in as these guys, as myself.
Yeah, so what we want to do now is go back to your VMs.
What changes? I didn't make any changes there. So I do not want to save that. This always confuses me sometimes, or it used to confuse me, is that when these are hidden, they're just icons. Click on the one that's selected, and it'll display the text of that icon. Here's my VMs. Right,
so we're going to go into DC01, and so you select that line.
Okay.
Don't select the server name, select the line. So you want to select right of the name.
Got it.
And that'll select the line. And then we're going to do control or remote control.
Ah, okay. And I've got to zoom out just a little bit here. I'm having trouble with this resolution seeing the toolbar down at the bottom. Can you see it on my shared screen?
No, I can't.
All right, so let me just resize my browser so I can see it. This is probably why, because I've got these downloads. There we go. All right, so I want to connect, right?
That's correct. This will basically launch the download of a RDP file that we can download or we can open. Either way, we need to open it, and then this will start. So we're going to connect up, do an RDP session to it. We're going to log in, and we're going to log into it as sysadmin@contoso.com.
Okay.
So actually, that's not it. Right now, you're logging into the local server name.
Oh, so you sysadmin. Sysadmin@contoso.com.
Contoso Azure.com.
And then I want.
You spelled Azure wrong.
And good thing you're here. And I think this is that same password we've been using over and over again, right? W0RD. Bang. And I'll say, that's fine.
Yes, that certificate is, we're not worried about that.
It's a self-generated one, so. So this should go a little faster than last time because we already created the user profile. Or have we?
After we log into this, we're going to bring up Server Manager, which will start automatically.
Okay. Seems like it should be going a little faster. Oh, there we go. All right.
So the first thing we want to be able to do is use Internet Explorer here. And so we need to turn off the enhanced security because you should never browse to the Internet from a server, right? That's just a standard security practice.
Okay.
And so by a default install in Windows Server, we make it difficult to go use the web browser. It's wants trusted sites and all that. Okay. So here in Server Manager, if you click on the left side, the second one down, Local Server, it brings up this control area. And on the right side, halfway down, there's a section called IE Security Configuration.
IE Enhanced Security Configuration is on. Should I turn that off?
On. Yep, and we're going to turn it off.
There's administrators and there's users.
We're logged as an administrator, so that's the only one that matters to us.
Let's worry about that one there. Okay, so we turned it off for administrators.
And now that that's off, we're going to go into IE. And we're going to basically go download a program with Internet Explorer.
There we go. You don't need to triple click things, apparently.
Triple click is just, it's good for triplicate, but...
use the recommended settings. That sounds fine to me.
And now we want to go to azure.microsoft.com.
Don't show this message again. All right, so azure.microsoft.com. Micro, no, I got to spell it right. Okay.
All right.
And from here?
So now we want to basically go log in with your ID that has your Microsoft ID that you use to manage Azure.
Okay. So for me, that's this account right here. I won't save the password.
Probably a good idea.
Since I've already given the password to the server, to the world. I don't know how long these servers actually aren't very long for this world. They'll probably get destroyed pretty soon.
It's probably a good idea. If you don't want others using them anyway.
Yeah, and they cost me money.
Okay, so now that this is up, we want to scroll down to Azure Active Directory.
There we go. And this is our Active Directory right here.
Yep, so let's click in on him. You click the name section, you can get in there. And we're going to basically go to directory integration.
Which is right here.
The middle tab at the top there. And we want to activate that.
To activate the directory sync.
Yep.
All right. This is going to sync with what?
We're going to sync it to our domain controllers that we created in here. So we're on our domain controller right now. The reason we logged in to manage Azure from here is because we're going to download code. So you're going to hit save. We're going to download some code to this server and run it on this domain controller to synchronize this domain controller's information up into Azure.
All right. And this little icon that's moving says we're not quite done saving yet. I always think of these as fingers drumming on the desktop, like impatiently drumming. There we go. Okay, now we're done.
Okay, and in the directions here, we basically say go to, and you can use a different tab for this, aka.ms/AzureAdSync.
Like that.
Yep, that's it.
Let's see where that takes us. Microsoft.com/downloads/details. Right here. Ah, so directory sync services. Let me download that. And I'm not even going to save it. I'm just going to run it. That's how much I trust you, Brian.
Oh, I hit save. I hit save.
Okay, save. There we go. That way I can run it twice.
Yeah. It's always better to be safe than sorry.
All right. So we're downloading some random file from the internet, and then we're going to run it on a domain controller. That sounds, I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm going to run it. There it goes. I'm sure it's safe, although I think I smell smoke. You smell that? let's see, is that running here? There we go. Okay, installation path is here. I totally agree to whatever it says in those license terms. I'm just the most trusting guy today.
We'll send you the bill. You just agreed to it. And I'll come pick up your car later, too. Is this where we should plug always read the licensing terms?
Kids always read the licensing terms. You know that I always read the licensing terms. Which
before
may or may not be true. Do you remember how long this takes, about?
I do not
minutes,
remember.
Hours?
It's going to take a little bit of time. 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Maybe we should use our time travel powers
That's a great idea.
To fast forward here. Let's see. I'll tell you what. While it's running,
why don't we take a break?
Let's take a break here.
At 37 minutes.
Before we take a break, can we go back to... let's take a break here, and we'll come back, and we'll recap where we are. So we'll see you on the other side of this, and we'll have our sync thing downloaded and installed.